For the last few months, if you've wanted to see a movie, your options have been more or less limited to what you can watch at home.
Movie theaters across the country have mostly been closed, and limited screenings have led to some quirks in the box office numbers, like only needing to gross a small amount of money to rocket up the charts.
The plan was really born out of the end goal of having the number one movie in America.
By day, Christian Nielsen is a video producer for The Atlantic. He's won an Emmy Award. If somebody's going to make a movie fast, it's going to be someone like him.
His friend, actor Eric Tabak, wanted to know if they could somehow still land a movie on the charts.
Short answer, yes.
I explained to him that there is a rarely used distribution method called four-walling.
That is when a movie distributor rents a theater for a flat fee, buys all the tickets, and gets to keep the revenue. In other words, a straightforward way for an independent, low-budget film in times like these to make it onto the box office charts.
So they made a movie, and while Christian said basically anything on film could qualify,
wouldn't it be more interesting if we were to make a film that kind of speaks to this environment that we're all in?
So Christian wrote the script for the thriller Unsubscribe in one sitting, lined up a cast the next day, and had everything filmed over Zoom 4 days later.
It's about a group of YouTubers who think they are joining a online video call for a friend's birthday, but quickly realize that they have fallen into a trap of a internet troll.
So, movie done. Then the real obstacle, finding a theater.
Because most theaters were closed, all the calls were going straight to voicemail. We really couldn't even get a hold of anybody.
Well, luckily, Christian had worked at a theater in West Hampton Beach, New York, back in high school, and asked if they might be willing to screen Unsubscribe. They said, why not?
Three sold-out screenings later, with only Christian and Eric in attendance, Unsubscribe was officially the number one movie at U.S. box offices on June 10th.
This is not a stunt or a move you could make in any other environment. The pandemic really had caused this almost a perfect storm of situations where we could become the number one box office in America very easily.
Meanwhile, you can rent Unsubscribe online and watch it yourself. Nielsen also has a feature-length film in pre-production and says he does not plan to shoot that one over Zoom.